Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore positively into Joe Flacco homecoming week. The Cleveland Browns are coming to Baltimore this week, and the Ravens are 0-1. And I'm doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour next Tuesday at the Beaumont in Catonsville. Life will be great in the 21228. Hopefully, the Ravens will be 1-1 at that point. We'll be eating delicious food with the Councilman Pat Young, who's running for Baltimore County Executive. Also, my pal Chad Koz is going to come out and discuss democracy and seventh grade social studies. And I'm hoping to have a couple other guests. I got some good stuff going on. We're kicking it off. We're going to have the Ravens scratch offs for the first time next Tuesday. And of course, tastiness continues. And as I welcome Leonard Raskin and from Raskin Global. I'm wearing my Raskin Global shirt in the aftermath of the disaster on Sunday night. This is what I do to salve my purple wounds. I do purple therapy here after losses like this. I've been known for this for 27 years, whether Chad Steele likes it or not, is I have peach cake.
There you
So
go.
this, at least for now, this
Something
losses.
to soothe the pain.
Listen to me. I'll have to do pumpkin something next month because there's no peach cake next month. So you got like this week to get to the Fenwick. It is on my list of tastiness and the 27th anniversary of everything we're doing with Curio Wellness. I want to give them some love as well. But I am counting down food this week. So I know a lot of times you eat, it makes you feel better, it makes me feel better. And I'll just say, like, we all need to feel better after what happened. Now, I could be Monty Hall with you, Leonard Raskin, and say, do you want door number one and talk about Saturday night's glory and joy
Right,
and 20 and
right.
almost seeing a no-hitter but not seeing but seeing this Oriole magic? Or do you want to do Josh Allen and the Ravens defense after 11 p.m. for adults only?
Yeah. I'll let you pick the door. I'll walk through it.
Well,
Let's
let's do
chat.
football, man.
All right, let's do football.
Football's a rare
Un
game.
unbelievable collapse. I'm here with the wife and the boy. We're watching the game. It was phenomenal. Everything right. Defense couldn't stop them. It was obvious. They stopped them a couple few times, which is all they needed. 40-25. How could they lose? I said, you know what? We've been up this far before, but with 4 minutes to go, you think they got to put this away. And then drive that doesn't work, and punt, and a score. And I said, okay, you get the ball, 2 minutes to go. All you need is a first down. Fumble. Score. They're down two.
Punt, fumble, punt.
I said, all you need is a first down. And then what had been working for 59 minutes or 58 minutes, for some reason, they decided to not do that. So Derrick Henry, Lamar, Derrick Henry, Lamar, Derrick Henry. No, we do a end around to Zay Flowers, who falls down. He had a great game, and then falls down with no gain on second down. And then, okay, I get the throw to D Hop. That's fine. 8 yards. You have got to put Lamar in the position right there with 2 yards to go to win that game. Harbaugh says after the game, if we don't make it, they're in field goal range. If you don't make it, they're in field goal range. If you get a first down, the game's over. If you punt to them, they're in field goal range because your defense for the last 10 minutes has sucked air. Terrible call. I'm saying it. Terrible call. Dreadful.
So you would have gone on fourth down.
Absolutely. You got Lamar and Derrick Henry. Lamar runs backwards 30 yards and forward 50. You're telling me he's not getting 3 yards. Derrick Henry's not getting 3 yards there.
There,
Stop it.
there's a lot of things that are curious. I mean, the Bills were curious to me, and I brought this up with Luke earlier at Baltimore Positive, that when Josh Allen had the 2-point conversion, they threw the ball. And I'm like, the whole
Same
idea of having this offense in regard
nonsense.
to having either, and they're not the same offenses, but having a quarterback that can run you over or run by you or extend the play long enough that a run could turn into a pass or some sort of option, but that you don't have an option at the goal line with a 2-point. I mean, that's your market advantage in the world that manage and
Well,
finance. Your advantage is having this mobile quarterback and then not taking and then neutralizing that. And worse than that, for the Ravens in the circumstance you're talking about, taking Derrick Henry off the field on second down.
Yeah, punt, fumble, punt. That last drive, all you need is the first down. The game's over. I give the ball to Derrick Henry. I give the ball to Derrick Henry, and then I give the ball to Derrick Henry. I'm pretty sure in that moment he's going to find a crease and he's going to find a first down. And then we take a knee because they have no timeouts.
Or I fake the ball to Derrick Henry and
And
run
I let
Lamar.
Lamar run. I got thunder and lightning.
I got two
Thunder
plays. There's
and
two
lightning.
plays.
It's the zone read was working all night long.
I got
It's
to do my Charlie Ekman here because I got two plays. Hold on. Let me tell you, leader, there's two plays. South Pacific and put the ball in a hole.
There you
There you,
go.
that is classic Charlie
Oh,
Ekman I just gave you
you
there,
know
Leonard. It
what?
really
You know
is.
what? We get Lydell Mitchell up the middle. We get Lydell Mitchell up the middle. If it doesn't work,
By the
on
way, I've been
third
chasing the
down.
75 Colts for a month. I'm zero. Lydell, Burt, I'd love to have. They're coming
On
to town
third
this week, you
down,
know,
I'm
right?
throwing to Don McCauley. And if it doesn't work,
Are
we
you going
punt.
Saturday to the 75 Colts thing?
I don't know about this thing. No.
What? It's at
I
Union
don't.
Brewing this Saturday in the
I don't
afternoon
know
because
about
we're
it.
all old now.
Right.
What? Did you go to any Colts games or you did,
Yeah,
never went to
just a couple
a
because we were
couple?
poor.
Okay.
We were really poor. And I didn't go to football much. I watched football then when you could, but I wasn't a
But you
big
went to a
a
handful of
couple
Colts games.
games. Yeah, and it
Okay,
was dreadful when they drove away.
yeah.
Yeah.
I went to a lot of Colts games for a
Yeah,
person my
right.
age.
No.
So the 75 Colts to me, I found my ticket stub from the. I did. I found my
Amazing.
ticket stub
I
from one of the
know. I'm
games from the
sure you
Jets
have
game.
them. I'm sure you
52 to
have them.
19, big win, man. Bert to Roger Carr, Bert to
Right.
Glenn Dowdy, baby. Let's
Right.
go.
Roger
Hey,
Carr
diddle, diddle.
with those ears, man. He did
Oh,
it.
see, at
So,
least I promoted the 70. You, dude, you were the one that mentioned the Colts and hey, diddle, diddle. I thought you
yeah,
knew about
no,
this.
I didn't, but you can't lose that game. The only good news is we're tied with the Chiefs.
Yeah, I know. But the
It's
Steelers and the
look.
Bengals looked okay. Hey, Flacco looked okay, and the Browns
Okay.
play defense, and we lost this game last year to
Usual
the
end of the game
Raiders.
interception, for Joe. It wasn't his fault. Bounced off a guy, went to another guy.
Well, let's go back to 11 o'clock on
Game was
Sunday night.
over. Game was over.
How
Over.
were you feeling about the team now that we've urinated out all the bad and all the awful that happened in the last 5 minutes? I mean,
I've
there
seen
were
it
so
before.
many things that
The
went
only
right.
team that can beat the Ravens is the Ravens, and they proved to do it again. I don't know what happened to Todd Monken. Did he die before the last three series? He called great plays. What was it, a screen pass? It was effectively a screen pass to Zay Flowers with Ronnie Stanley out there blocking on the edge.
Oh, yeah, and they pulled the other guard too. Yeah.
Right. And knock those two guys on their ass. Instead, we give an end around to Zay with no blockers. What? Who's calling these plays at the end of the game?
The misdirection is really something when everybody on the line's going right, and it can either be Derrick Henry or Lamar maybe going to the
I'm not
right
giving that
or
ball to
maybe
Zay
going to the
Flowers. I'm
left.
sorry, I'm not doing it. I know he's gotten a couple yards on that thing, but at that point in the game, I'm going with bread and butter, thunder and lightning. Lamar and Derrick King are the only two touching the ball. That's me. They know it's coming. They knew it was coming all night. They couldn't stop it. They're not going to stop it. We're going to win the game with our billion-dollar backfield. And the fact that we didn't is dreadful. And then, of course, I had to watch the post game because I had to hear BS questions to Harbaugh that he answered with, we'll get
Well,
better.
there's nobody in the room to ask the
I know. I
questions.
know. But
Chad Steele has made sure that real journalists and people that
There were
would.
four questions, and then he walked off. Okay, that's all. We're on to
Well, the
Cleveland.
podium stream didn't work either.
Yeah, that
It
was
broke.
Lamar, something happened weird.
Yeah, it broke. So.
But Marlon, I think Marlon said it best, right? We got to figure out how to win games. We got to put this away. We had a couple like that last year, but you can't drop 15 points.
The thing about it is it's September, man. I'm not jumping off of anything, and
No, but not
I'm
at
going
all. But
to spank
it's
them
Super
real
Bowl
hard
or
this week
bust.
about
It's
everything
Super Bowl or bust, man.
about their
That's it.
sleaze and their ease and their integrity and their
It's
accountability and
Super Bowl or
their web
bust, and
stream, all of it. So
this is
Super
0 and
Bowl or
1.
bust is about January.
Yeah, but you don't get there if you don't win in September. You might have to go to Buffalo now in the playoffs because of that. You lost the tiebreaker right there.
Not might, probably will.
Well, you got to win the division and see what happens. You know, who the
So
hell
Luke
knows?
and I played this out. Let me play this out because we played it out once and we did it hours into our
Right,
conversation on Monday morning.
sure.
So Ravens have the Browns this week. Okay,
Yep.
they win. Fine.
Better.
Then Detroit. They didn't look
Yep.
so good. They
Nope.
whatever.
Nope.
They better be 2-1 getting on the plane to Kansas City.
You're darn right.
Okay, so that means they have to win. They've now put themselves in this position. If they're 1-2 and they're going to Kansas City,
It's tight.
so what happens if they're 2-2 after Kansas City? What if they're
It's
three and one?
okay.
Whatever they're
It's okay.
Buffalo, their next six games, they don't have games. They're playing the Jets,
Well, everybody has to. I
they're
mean, they
playing the
have their
Dolphins.
division,
I
right?
mean, they're gonna be 5-1, six
Yep.
and oh. They are. I mean,
Yep.
injury aside, they're gonna be 5-1 or 6-0. That's what they're gonna be. I don't know what the Ravens are gonna be. I'm afraid the Ravens might be 3-3 because
We'll
of the
see.
schedule
Yep.
and where
It's
they
tough.
are.
It's tough. I looked at the schedule, saw a piece that ranked the winning percentages of the teams you're playing against, whatever. I think we're fifth or sixth toughest schedule in the league.
Well, because you're in a division where the Steelers
Right.
and the
You got
Bengals are going to
three
be
and three.
formidable
That's
and are
exactly right.
formidable.
That's
And as
right.
much as we spent the last 8 months patting ourselves on the back, mad at Mark Andrews, happy at Lamar, Harbaugh's got a 3-year extension.
Should have won that game.
They made the Justin Tucker story go away and the Mike Green thing and
Loop,
the bank leave,
loop,
like all of that.
hit a doink.
Like every, it was a 1-point game and the
Yeah.
kicker was involved.
Yeah, but they're 2-point conversions. They lost. They missed three of them. It was just a weird game. The ending was just atrocious. That's all there is to it. That's all there is. It's just atrocious
All right,
ending.
back onto a better subject. Leonard Raskin is here, Raskin Global. Luke and I have talked a lot of football. You can go check it out. It's Browns week, Joe
Browns are
Flacco,
coming.
all that going on.
Sacco Flacco.
And
Look, how much is Joe making? He's still playing. My God.
how much is he making?
Yeah, what are they paying him?
I think Joe's probably got 12 or 15 million on
Isn't
him
that
this year.
unreal? He got 7 years, 110 million here after the Super Bowl, and the sky was falling because they paid Joe so much money they weren't going to have any other players. 7 years, 110 million,
All right, I'm
and
going to read you his salary here because it's not nearly as much as you think. He's
now he's like
sing.
100 years old.
No, he has to sing for a supper right now. This is a total sing for your supper dinner.
Right,
Ready?
I get it.
1 year deal, base salary of $1.25 million,
Okay.
signing bonus of $174 million,
So that's
which makes it
three.
three. Incentives that could raise his total compensation to $13 million.
Okay, what are they?
Roster bonus, per game active bonuses, and playing time based incentives.
Okay.
I have no doubt that Joe Linta wrote this up pretty good. Per game active bonus is $58,000 a week, up to $1 million
Right.
for the season. Incentives up to $7.7 million with potential bonuses for snap percentage and wins in games he plays a significant role in.
Well, he's starting, so I think he's up to
This
10
is
million.
crazy. I want to read all.
Right.
This is fun. Playing time. He can earn bonuses for playing a high percentage of snaps in game he starts, with incentives tied to performance for the fourth and subsequent instances of meeting the requirement. He earns $75,000 for every game in which he plays 50% of the snaps, and the Browns
Yesterday.
win with a
Nope.
trigger. And the Browns win. They didn't win with a
Right.
trigger after the third instance of this happening. He could earn a $1.5 million bonus if he plays 80% or more of the snaps this season.
Oh my God. Okay. So Joe's going to make a few million, point being, how old is he now? I mean, he's reaching us, baby.
40.
40. God bless him. I love Joe. I think Joe's a great human. I've had nothing but great interactions with Joe over his career in my interactions with him. He's a cool dude, great guy, seems to be a great husband, great father. And I hope he makes all the money in the world and loses to the Ravens. But anyway, it's Flacco week. Keep him in the box. He can't move. You knock him down, it's game over. All right, on to more fun things. I got to out myself here with you. All right, check this out. I have not seen the Orioles win in person in over 2 years. Every game I've gone to, they've lost.
And but how many games you going to?
Half a
You can't.
dozen.
Okay, you can one. You can one two hands.
Yeah,
Okay.
half a. This was half a dozen.
You've lost six or seven. You've
I've
lost.
lost
You're like the
five in a row.
Dodgers going into the game Saturday
Lost
night, right?
five in a row.
Okay, go ahead. All right.
Okay. So I'm watching Friday night, walk off Samuel Basayo home run. Fantastic. So I go to the game Saturday with the wife and the boy.
Now, was this planned out?
Yes.
Did you buy a
Yes.
ticket? Was it
Yes.
Cal Ripken? What was
Yes.
it?
Yes. We bought tickets for the Ripken game, all that.
Way
So,
ahead of time,
way
you were
ahead,
going.
we
Okay.
were going.
Okay.
Hoping to see Ohtani pitch, at least see Ohtani hit. He's a phenom. It's wild to see. Go to see the Dodgers, go to see the Orioles, go
It's
to
like
see
Babe
Cal.
Ruth seeing him.
Yeah, go to see Cal. So we get there. There's some concert at CFG, and the bike race is downtown. So traffic is hell. And they say, get there early. So we get there early. And the boy has like this problem with his foot. Every now and then, his foot acts up and he has a hard time walking. It's just a thing. So it was Saturday night. It hit him. Might be the weather. Who knows? So we park right near the arena. And there's a million little girls with parents there for some concert. I don't know what it was. Not my gig. Anyway, it's raining. It's raining. We walk to the stadium. We get there, plenty of time. We get to our seats. We get some grub.
What time was the ceremony supposed to start? 6?
6:20.
Oh.
Started at 6, at 7. Started at 7. Not terrible.
Well, I watched it on TV,
Yeah,
but
not terrible.
I put the pregame show on at 6, and it was very clunky with
Yeah.
taped pieces with Rob Long and Melanie New.
Yeah.
I got the television version of it.
Right,
My wife and I
right.
talked about it, and I spent a few days out last week and just kind of getting into the flow. I've been working my ass off all month, and I just said to her, "You know what? We're going to be home all day Sunday watching football. Like, I like Cal, but I think I
Yeah.
want to see it on TV. If I had a
Yeah.
press credential, and I'm not being a dick,
Sure,
if I had a
sure.
press credential and I could say hello to
Right.
Messina, say hello to Palmeiro,
Yep.
say hello to my friend on the day that Davey Johnson died,
Oh
no
my
less."
goodness. Yeah, and they did
So.
talk about it.
And by the way, I did an hour with Alan on Sunday morning
Yeah.
after Saturday night just on Davey Johnson because Alan was my
Yeah.
ballpark reporter. Alan was in all of the press conferences, all the with he was with me for Jeffrey Mayer. Alan
Yeah,
that
oh
was
my
sitting
God.
next to me and Scott Garceau watching Jeffrey Mayer in
Catch that
1996.
ball.
I mean, we were in left field. We saw it.
It was
I'll
dreadful.
never forget it as long as I live.
You and
So
me.
the Davey Johnson thing happening on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
He died, and my wife didn't know a lot about David. She's a Boston person,
Right,
didn't know.
right.
And I'm like, man, Davey's a
Big,
really, really
big.
significant
That's
Oriole.
right. That's
Played with
right.
my cousin, played with Jim Palmer, won
Absolutely.
championships, the Met, and is really more famous for the Mets, right?
Right.
So
The Reds, the
what a
Mets.
wild day. So I
It was
spent the
something.
whole morning
It was an
thinking
Orioles
of
day.
Davey, telling
Yep.
Davey stories to my wife that I later told to Alan that I haven't told to Luke yet that I'm going to. I won't bore you with it. But like Saturday was a baseball day. I didn't even watch college
Absolutely.
football.
All
It
right, I
didn't show up
did.
in my world.
I did, of
But my
course.
wife and I, like she did say, "Are you sure you don't want to get out for this Ripken thing?" And you know what I said to her? And I spent about a half an hour looking for my press credential from that
Yeah,
day and
right.
my 2130 with the ba we had a special clubhouse
Yep,
badge. Couldn't
sure.
find it because I have so much stuff. The reason I couldn't find it is it was under glass here with the immortal Cal Baltimore Sun
Yeah,
newspaper front for 25. It was under glass for 20. It was under glass so long it faded. And the ticket
gotcha.
stub that I had, like, was under, but I have it. I don't know where it
I've
is and I
got it.
misplaced it.
I've
So
got it
Jen's
framed,
like,
the whole thing.
"You're obsessed with this Ripken thing and like 20, like, you sure you don't want to go?" Because, I mean, look, my wife and I flew to Beijing with Cal and Kelly Ripken and spent 4 days
There you go.
with them in on planes, airplanes, doing things. Like, I like Cal a lot. I've spent a lot of time. Cal's always been more than fair and honest. And I like Cal a ton. But I said to my wife, "I just don't feel like being with people tonight. I
There
didn't
you
want to
go.
be 40,000. I
Right.
didn't want to be Nasty Nestor walking around the stadium." And
Right. Got it.
yeah, I didn't feel social at
I get it.
all, right? So
So,
I watched it on TV and I made a night of it. I mean, all
yeah.
the way through
Yeah.
to the point where the no-hitter, my wife
Yep.
and I watching it, miraculous, like it was a memorable night. And I remember going downstairs after we get a bowl of ice cream late at night, and I thought to myself, Man, I wish I would have gone. I mean, it's an all
Right.
top five all time night. And I felt that way when the no hitter happened because I am the guy chasing the no hitter. So it wasn't even about Cal for me or ceremonies or the rain factored into me big time. I look if the if it had been perfect, I probably would have gone. But
Well,
the
it was
rain
perfect.
made it like I ain't going down there and doing a rain delay. I'm
So the
just
rain
not,
went
you
away.
know?
The
Yeah.
rain went away. The ceremony started. A lot of good dudes on the field, a lot of memories on the field. Surhoff and Mussina and Palmeiro and Bumbry and Eddie. It was great. Jim Palmer. Seeing John Miller come back. That was surprising. I thought they might
Man, wasn't that
bump
awesome?
something in, but he's the bomb. I mean,
Man,
what a
my
great
wife and I are
voice.
sitting on the love
What a
sack in
great
front of the
voice.
TV, and Kevin Brown's bringing people out. And I didn't even think about Eddie. I didn't wonder why Bill Ripken wasn't there. I mean, it was a
I
little
thought
weird.
about
Like a
that a
lot of
little
people
bit.
were right.
Not a
So,
lot.
but I
And the
didn't
family
until
was
a
there.
fan brought it up. But Brady, like, so I'm watching the
So
broadcast
watching
for
that,
all this and all these pieces, but there was something when John Miller walked
it
out.
was awesome. And
John
then
Miller sat in my studio and sobbed after he was thrown out of
when
here.
he talked in broadcast, when he went to the microphone, I thought that it was just outstanding. Outstanding. And then he introduced Cal, comes out in the old car, rolls around the track. Beautiful.
By the way, John Miller didn't just introduce Cal. He made sure that he got an Eddie chant. He
Absolutely.
told an Eddie story
Absolutely.
on Cal
Absolutely.
night so everybody would yell for
Yes,
Eddie.
indeed, which was already happening, but yeah,
Man, you
it was
know,
outstanding. It was
see, this is what
outstanding.
I missed out on. That's I
Right.
feel bad.
It was outstanding. So, Raskins are at the game. Had our food. Watching the game. Fifth inning, had a little ice cream. Watching the game. Sixth inning, seventh inning, 3-0, no hitter, starting to drizzle. This guy's pitching lights
Now
out.
you want to see a no-hitter, right?
I don't want to see us lose to a no hitter.
Really?
I don't really care.
You
If we're
wanted to
pitching
hit.
the no hitter,
Man, when you get to be
I'm
my
staying.
age
I'm
and you've
your age.
walked
I'm
out
over
of
your age.
no-hitters and you're obsessed with
I'm
no-hitters.
walking out of the no hitter in the seventh. I get to the car. We get in the garage. We pull out of the garage. There's no traffic because the concert's still going
Hold on,
on.
you walked out of the no-hitter?
You heard what I said. And I'm in the car, and it's the eighth
Dude, you're not a
inning.
baseball fan. You don't, your
Stop it.
card, no, you
Stop it.
can't walk out of a
I
no-hitter.
just lost my baseball fan card. Anyway, we are on 83
You just lost
North.
people in traffic if you're one of the guys that walked out of the
Dude,
no-hitter.
we are on 83 North. We get off 83 North, Delaney Valley. I'm cruising home. I am 2 minutes from my house when up walks Jackson Holliday, two outs, bottom of the ninth, one strike, and smashes a home run over to right field
So
fence.
you're home watching everything else after that.
Yes, yes,
Ball one, ball 12, ball
yes,
21, all that.
yes,
Yeah.
yes,
Hit the pit, hit Gunnar Henderson, all
yes.
that.
And then
You walked
Sanchez.
out of the great, one of the five greatest Oriole nights ever. Like I was trying to put paper to pen and say, all right, I'll give you Delmon Young. I'll give you 21-31. And then from there, we're going to like discuss whether the
Where it
Mussina
fits.
near
Yeah,
no-hitter
the
or
near
the
perfect
curse of the
game.
Andino. I was at that game.
The perfect game.
The Pope coming in, if you're into such things, or Billy Joel or Paul
Wasn't there.
McCartney. You
And
know,
so they win the game,
and you
and
walked out.
I'm sitting on the couch in stunned disbelief. And then what did I say after that? They won because,
You left.
because I haven't seen them win in six games in over 2 years.
Oh.
So if I'd have stayed, it would have been a no-hitter, which it was through two outs in the ninth. They for sure would have lost the game, and
Listen,
I
if
would have seen a
you're a
Dodgers
hockey fan,
no-hitter.
you're a
I
hockey
never
fan.
leave. I
I'm
never
putting
leave.
you in the box for major misconduct.
There you
I'm
go.
giving you at least a three-game
I
suspension.
never
You know what
leave
I
the
mean?
Ravens. I
Like,
never leave the Ravens early.
I'm
Never.
going to do what the NFL is going to do to Lamar. I would send you an envelope and say, you're fined.
You
Like,
mean
this would
for
be like,
punching
hold
a
on.
guy in the stands?
Right. Rex Barney, fine, imprisonment, or both.
Right. There we go. There we go.
You walked out of a
I
no-hitter
did.
and walked out of Jackson Holliday
I
and
did.
walked out of one of the five greatest Camden Yards nights in
I did.
history.
I did indeed. I admit it. I admit it. I
But
blew
you
it.
got to yell Eddie, Eddie, and your boy did too.
Yes.
Was that your
Yes.
boy's first time in his life that he
Yeah,
got
of
to
course.
chant Eddie?
Of course. He doesn't even hardly know who he is, right? I mean, he knows, but that's it. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I wish I were there for Eddie. I
It
wish the
was
Orioles were kind to
beautiful.
me, and I
It
wish I
was
could go
beautiful.
say hello to John Miller and give him a hug because
Right.
I love John Miller.
Right.
I thought the Ryan Ripken the first pitch was wonderful. I thought
Yeah.
the ceremony was a
Yeah.
little hokey. I don't know about
It
being there.
was. It wasn't
Yeah, it
that
was a little
big a
hokey.
thing.
It was hokey. Yeah, I
It
mean, it was
wasn't
a
that
little.
thing, but
I
it
think
was
Cal saw it as hokey and then laughed about it a little bit.
right.
But Cal's like, it's good to be here with my teammates. And I
That's right.
thought, oh, look at Larry Sheets. That's Larry Sheets.
Yep.
You know,
And
so Palmeiro
we got
looks
home
like he's
ready to play.
in peak physical
He's
condition.
doing well. The other guys look like they plumped up a little bit. How about Griffey Jr. being there?
Yeah, you know,
That
can
was
I tell
cool.
you a Ken Griffey story?
Sure, that
Because
was
this
cool.
is what I do with my wife is I tell her these stories. She's like, you should do this on the air. And I'm like, well, who would I do it with?
Right.
Raskin and Luke don't want to hear my BS.
No,
So
let's
Ken Griffey Jr. is famous for hitting, and
the warehouse.
they showed the ball and the
Yep,
spot
the
when they
only
brought
one.
him out. And
The
Bonilla
only
came
one.
out looking like he gets $1 million every July 1st.
Right, why
So,
not?
yeah, right. So he looked a little like Casey and Casey and the Sunshine Band. So for me, Ken Griffey, whenever I see him, this is my Ken Griffey story. 1993 All-Star Game, and I've told you, I was in the dugout sitting
Yeah.
next to Mark McGwire when all that happened. I did not get thrown out of the dugout. The All-Star Derby was embargoed. It wasn't live broadcast. It was taped. It was
Right.
in the afternoon, sort of
Right.
late after. It was hot as hell. It was
Yep.
on Monday.
Yep.
Right. So, and like the gala was that night. Geddy Lee. I had dinner with Geddy Lee that night. So, you don't forget any of this when you're
Sure.
23 years old and
Right.
you're trying to be Nasty Nestor, trying to one day have a radio station that you can
Absolutely.
brag about, and the All-Star Games in Baltimore, and your name's Aparicio. And it's so I had a press pass, and I'm fully dedicated to spending every, I mean, I was downtown at 5 in the morning. And I was there all day Monday, and
Yep.
I was at the stadium the minute they would let me in. The gates opened at 7 in the morning. I'm in there, and I literally was in the American League clubhouse, which was the Orioles clubhouse, as
Yep.
and there were auxiliary clubhouses because there was more players and more staff
Sure,
and
sure.
like all of that. And players were there, and again, the Orioles were well represented. Messina was there, you
Right,
know, like
sure.
and Elrod and some of the coaches and stuff were banging around like as assistants and BP
Yep,
and this
yep.
and that. Greg Biggini is the one that showed me the juiced baseballs that he hit and Gonzalez hit and told me they were baked, they were in the oven, they were warmed. Like Biggini told me they were corked baseballs, like
Yeah.
showed me they were corked baseballs in 1990, literally, like. So that's how the ball hit the warehouse. The balls were corked without question.
I got
I
it.
was told by the people who threw them and were in on it. So, but this is 32 years ago.
Right.
So Ken Griffey that morning, I'm in the locker room and I'm like, Barry Bonds is coming and John Kroc and
Right.
like all of these, Tony Gwynn. Like,
Superstars.
I you
It's
know,
All-Star
like,
Week.
so I'm trying to make friends with people I knew a little bit, like Jeff Montgomery and people that I had gotten to know a little bit
Right.
that were players, and then walking around and getting bumpers. I have bumpers from all sorts of major celebrities from that day, all the all-star players of that. 80% of them did a bumper. Hi, this is Ben McDonald, and you're listening to the Budweiser Sports Forum with that. Like, I have all of that.
Yep.
So I was
Yep.
going around doing all of that, and while I'm doing it, Ken Griffey walks in and he looks like he's got bags under his eyes, or like he's got an overnight bag, a satchel. He's carrying all of his ish in Mariners gear. He dumps it down in front of his locker. And I sit there and I swear to God, he said this to me because I knew him a little tiny bit from saying hello. We're the same age. He's a big star at that
Yeah, of
point, but
course.
an emerging star.
Yep.
You know, he wasn't an old guy. He was a young, he was the kid.
Yeah,
He was the kid with
the
the ball
kid.
cap back, right?
The kid, right?
So he sits there that morning with me, and I started talking to him, and he said, yeah, I flew in. We played West Coast. I had to take the red eye. I just got out of a cab. I'm here. He's like, hey, man, sit here and talk with me so nobody bothers me.
Yeah,
So I sat and talked to him for like 20 minutes. I mean, just could I'll never forget it because it
Right.
just was like, and this was not uncommon in that era,
Yeah,
right? Like I
sure.
looked like I belonged. I belonged. I hung out. Everybody knew me. People. I talked ball. You know what I mean? I
Of
talked real
course.
baseball.
Right.
You know, I'm a part of baseball royalty. His father, you know, played against my cousin, and
Yep.
you know, like in that era, and this, well, not really, but across that. So like, it was a different time where you just sat and talked to these guys. Ken Griffey was one of those guys I always cheered for. I
Yeah.
always liked. So the
That's
fact that
funny.
he was there, I'm like, well, he always was one of the great guys. He always
Right.
was one of the really normal, unaffected, loved baseball, loved being an athlete, was not a jerk. Yeah, and it was just a decent person, like Joe Flacco, just a
Right,
really decent guy,
good
really decent
guy.
guy.
That's
So,
right.
yeah.
There you go. Talk to me so nobody else bothers me.
Yeah,
It's
hang out and talk to me so
fantastic.
nobody else bothers me.
It's
Leonard
fantastic.
Raskin is here. He will talk to you about money, about
Yes.
American dreams, about
Yes.
finance. Tell me what you do in a nutshell.
Just you said it. We help people figure out what to do with their money
How
so
not to blow
that,
15-point leads with 4 minutes left to go in.
right, so that
Right.
they can go to things in their life, do things in their life, retire when they want, put the kids through college,
Walk out of no hitters when
travel,
they
walk
want.
out of no hitters, be disgusted at the Ravens at 11 o'clock at night because they're watching the game at home, not in Buffalo. Sing when the Buckeyes beat Grambling State 70 to nothing.
What is that?
It's a
This is why I
makeup
don't watch
game.
college football
They had
anymore,
a
dude.
makeup game. They were supposed to have somebody
Yeah.
else who backed out on them, and so they brought in Grambling because it
It
was
was a make-out
it's
game, not a
the
make-up
only
game,
team that
dude.
was available. Look, they got to give them credit. They only played their starters for the first half,
Yeah, I don't
and
know.
then after that, they played the kid
Pushover
that need to
football is no
learn.
fun.
I agree, and sadly, every team does it too much, but they have a pretty good schedule when the Big Ten gets
So
around.
college football's
Look,
changing, and
they
once they
opened
figure
against
out what it is,
Texas.
I'll figure out whether I want
Yeah,
to be invested
they
in it
won
anymore.
against Texas the first game
I'm having
up
a
in
hard enough
Maine.
time with the criminals, you know, in the general sense that run all of this, as to how influenced I should be by all of this, you know.
Amen. Well, I
Yeah.
read last night somebody said the NFL's fixed, and the game last night was destined to end that
Yeah,
way.
because it's just, yeah,
I
because
don't know
they
about
troll it
that.
all up, you
Yeah, I
know.
don't know
Yeah,
about that.
listen,
The
it's like an.
big magic eight ball.
I don't
Buffalo
want to get
will
too
win.
political, but there are some people on your side of the fence that when they've met me, they say, you media all get together and figure out. Yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah,
And
you had
that's what
nothing
CNN
else to
does
do
every
with your
morning with
time.
NBC's. Their heads get together and
Nothing else
decide
to
what they're going
do.
to make the. That just doesn't work that way. It just
Nothing else
doesn't
to
work.
do with
It
your
doesn't work that
time.
way. So,
Hey, look,
but I
they
did appreciate that Jerry Sandusky at about 2 in the morning, I was watching the late night with Pete Gilbert and Keith Mills.
right.
And Jerry Sandusky did his one off. He's like, and all week long, even the podcasters, and which I'm now a
Right,
podcaster,
right.
even the podcasters and the
Yeah,
Barstool
yes, I
pundits
heard
will
him.
be
I
talking
heard him.
about, you know, this, how terrible the loss this is. So, hey
It
man,
is indeed.
we didn't even beat on him too much. I'll let you do that next week, and we'll give Flacco the love. I mean, the good thing is that Saturday night did happen from an Oriole fan perspective,
Yes,
and there
yes.
was Oriole magic, even if there
Yes.
was Ravens
Friday and
tragic.
Saturday. Look, three against the Padres, two against the Dodgers. Take your money, enjoy a game. Don't walk out on a no-hitter. You never know what's going to happen.
Well, you know I left a no-hitter, right? You know
I
this.
get it.
You know that story of Bud
No.
Smith? I found the ticket the other day
Oh
looking
my
for that
God.
2131 gear I couldn't find. When I find my 2131 gear, I'll put it all up and
There
you'll
we
get to see
go.
it. Leonard Raskin can be found out at the front, a Baltimore positive. Also, our Maryland Crab Cake Tour is back activated next week. We're going to be at the Beaumont in Catonsville. My wife had a dispute on my nastiness countdown brought to you by Curio Wellness. I just want to say the lamb chops are delicious at the Beaumont. I will feature them next week, even though I featured the fried lobster out on the tour because I thought the fried lobster is just that good.
As good as
Now,
it
that being
gets.
said, my wife and I Friday night, we watched Ohtani
Yeah.
and we watched the Brazil football game at El Guapo in Catonsville, and I had a bowl of the chicken tortilla soup there that's really pozole, P-O-Z-O-L-E, pozole. It's a Mexican tortilla soup. It was so good. I took another bowl home and I insisted that it was my pregame meal. Jen's like, you don't want chicken wings? We're playing the Bills. I'm like, no, I'm going to get the chicken tortilla soup at El Guapo above the basement. So I love all three of them, but I picked the fried lobster tail. And I will tell you, Leonard, this is the last week of tastiness. We're doing the countdown. We're going to
I
get to
need the
number
list.
one.
We need the list.
Peach cake is going to be involved in this.
There we
And
go.
if you want peach cake, if you're listening to my voice here early in the week, go get it. It's the last week for peach cake. So by the time I feature it, it's going to be like eggnog in
Over.
January, over
Next
with. So,
summer. It'll be time for next
you and
summer.
me, I'm ready for some pumpkin spice, some
I'm not.
autumnal flavor, and
I
some
don't do the pumpkin
more
spice.
football. Well, I mean, we got to play better football. That's all. So,
That's all.
all right,
Gotta do it. The
I'm trying
Fighting
to
Flaccos.
find
Purge it
my,
out. Gotta purge it out.
trying to find my purple mojo and my therapy here. Some
That's
people
it.
do aromatherapy. I do peach cake. I am Nestor. He is Leonard Raskin. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. Big thanks to GBMC for sponsoring our new hotline around here and our guest line and all the good things and trying to keep me on the healthy side of the street. I'll be talking more about that at Baltimore Positive.